Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you. Thank you so very much for joining us today. Remember, we talked about doing something good. Every week we're going to do something good for ourselves. Well, the first week it was drink 8 glasses of water a day. And that's harder than you think, isn't it? And you know, you may do it for 1 or 2 days and then you kind of forget about it. All right, well, we're going to start drinking 8 glasses of water a day. And the same theme for this week, we're going to try to actually see what it would feel like to get 8 hours of sleep. What a concept. We know we're all supposed to do it. We know we're supposed to drink 8 glasses of water. And the hydration of our body is so important. The sleep is so important. So let's see if we cannot, this week, love ourselves enough to drink 8 glasses of water a day and get 8 hours of sleep. Now, if you can't get 8 hours of sleep every day, I want you to compare how you felt when you got up in the morning with the day that you did get 8 hours sleep and the day that you didn't. So it's important. It is real important that we take care of ourselves for a lot of reasons. We're coming into some tough times and we need our help. And if something as simple as water and sleep can do it, then let's do it. Also, I want to thank Bev for sending me a book. You know, once in a great while, you get a book that will change your life. You'll never forget about it. This one was one of those books. Just like the video of the transformation of the Gulf War veteran in 10 months, that will change my life also. This book is called The Butterfly Effect. Everything you do matters. Everything you do matters. What a concept. I mean, this little book by Hallmark, you know, I can't watch the Hallmark Channel. I cry. Gosh, even their commercials I cry at, you know. The Hallmark Channel always has such good stories on it. But this butterfly effect is that every time a butterfly flaps his wings, he moves molecules, which move more molecules and affect more molecules. So think about everything we do makes a difference. So Bev, thank you so much. She sent us some really good food also to the Power Hour, and I thank her for that. But this book is just priceless. And I'm going to share some of these stories with you in the future, because there's one here about George Washington that I would have never believed would have been true. So thank you, Bev, for that book, Butterfly Effect. That is one to give to your children. Now, back to the reality of the health news and the pet news. The worst horror of pet food is confirmed in Spain. The use of euthanized pets in pet food has been suspected for years. But now Spain is in the middle of a full investigation that will prove the absolute worst horrors of pet food. California passed a sweeping new animal abuse laws that give government massive new powers over animal ownership. If you live in California and own pets or livestock, you could be criminalized as an animal abuser for things like letting your livestock roam on pasture or transferring ownership of rare breed animals in a parking lot. Now, that's some people that need to be put away, don't you think? Two new laws recently passed under the auspices of animal protection actually threaten to eliminate animal ownership throughout the state, as they recategorize normal animal rearing methods as acts of abuse worthy of criminal fines and unwarranted seizure of the animals. Wow. Also, there is Cynthia included an incredible video on an Indian blanket auction. You won't believe the story. Now, I know that sounds strange. An Indian blanket auction? Oh, how impressive. Wait till you see it. It's in the email blast. You've got to see that one. Some really good news on the Power Hour, because there is good news out there. And we're going to continue to tell you the good news while we deal with reality. It's like the Serenity Prayer over and over again. We'll be right back after this 3-minute break. Jerry Peterman will be joining me, and Doug Breathauer will be in the studio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. 3-minute break. This is Joyce Riley. Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you already know how Miracle 2 products can be used in the garden to control pests.
help your flowers and vegetables absorb nutrients and promote growth. Most of you already know how it cleans around the house without harsh chemicals or toxins, cutting through grease and leaving your hands soft and healthy. Most of you already know how the moisturizing soap and neutralizer leaves your hair and skin feeling fresh and clean. And for those of you who've never tried Miracle 2, you owe it to yourself to find out why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap is a miracle. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and try Miracle 2 products today. The 76 Startup Package includes all five of the Miracle 2 products, an $80 value, only $76, and that includes the shipping. Call 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, and order your Miracle 2 products today. Then you'll know why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book Explains Our Monetary System. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world. It's all about learning. It's all about growing every single day. Well, we have joining us today a gentleman who is doing that beyond what I can imagine. I mean, I wish I had half the energy to learn that Jerry Peterman has. And he's going to be joining us today. I also have Doug Breathour in the studio. Many of you know Doug from his background of the stove, the incredible Keystone LX stove that he invented or created. And his interest is in the science arena, so he's agreed to join me in the studio. Doug, thank you so much for joining us in the Power Hour today.
Thank you for having me, Joyce. It's an honor.
It is a pleasure to have somebody in the studio. It always is, because it gets really lonely in here. No, I'm glad to have you join us today. And Doug and I were talking with Jerry Peterman last night, a man who has done amazing things, has over 20 patents, has been involved in arenas that I would never, ever choose or know to, or even think to be involved in. And we're going to be talking about EMPs today, what that is and why we need to be concerned and what we can do about it. And I just thank you very much, Jerry Peterman, for joining us in the Power Hour today.
How are you today?
I'm blessed. Thank you very much. And we are so pleased.
Hello, Doug.
Good morning, Jerry.
So pleased to have you join us today. You know, you gave us a really good overview of your history and your background, your CV last night. But give us sort of the shortened Reader's Digest version for our listeners with the highlights of all the incredible, of some of the incredible things that you have done, if you don't mind.
Well, I have several hats. I started out as a broadcast engineer, and basically was starving to death after 10 years in that, and it's public television, and I went into nuclear engineering and stayed that with that for a number of years and developed a different kinds of products. We purchased the what was left of some of the people that worked with Oppenheimer at the Manhattan Project 40 years before we our group went ahead and purchased what was left of that company, and we built Nuclear Chicago, various kinds of radiation detection equipment and that. And then about 10 years later, the company was still going, and I moved on to go into advertising, and from that went into wireless communications and artificial intelligence. And once that
let me just stop you there. Let me just stop you there, Jerry. What is artificial intelligence, if you were to give us a definition of that?
It's a set of programs that come to conclusions. It's called fuzzy logic in a lot of cases, and it's a way to take a lot of data and put value to each particular point, and from that draw conclusions mathematically. So you can almost think you're getting information directly from a human being, because it's weighted, just like we decide, well, should we go over here or go over there? Is that restaurant better than this one, whatever? And then we remember something about somebody rating it poorly. And it's taking in a lot of different information, a huge amount of information, processing it and coming up with various answers that you surely wouldn't get unless a person sat down and evaluated it. I used it for determining how to design a newer wireless system based on the performance of a wireless system that's in place.
Wow.
To gather information, and then that would help me design a newer system that was even better.
Well, how did you get from all of this background into the issue of EMPs? Why is that a passion of yours now? Or why? I mean, you've written children's books. You literally cured yourself of a brain tumor, which that's going to be another whole program right there. And that one excites me. As you know, my issues with health, I love that. But what happened to get you and move you into the arena of EMP? And explain what that is to the listeners, please.
Well, we have a curious thing that can happen to the world. The sun is an electromagnetic entity, and once in a while, naturally, the sun will throw out a flare, and those are called coronal mass ejections, or CMEs. But when they hit the Earth, that electromagnetic energy creates a pulse. Now, it may be just enough to cause static on a television, or it may be enough to knock out a satellite for a little while. If you're watching a soap opera or something and it goes fuzzy for a little while, that could be a solar flare, and it's creating a small EMP. Also, in the world of nuclear weapons, then you have a situation where you can either bomb the daylights out of somebody at ground level, or you could set off a nuclear weapon 100 miles up, and that's as if you're next to the sun, because a nuclear weapon is a miniature sun, basically, when it goes off. So it produces a huge amount of electromagnetic energy, aside from just being really horrible as far as a blast. This thing, if it's high enough, you won't feel the blast, but you definitely would feel the electromagnetics. So I'm in a curious kind of situation. I'm kind of an odd bird in being able to talk about this, because I have patents, and it's not 20. I think it's more like 15 worldwide. I wish it were 20.
Oh,
but,
I'm sorry.
Anyway.
Giving you too much credit. No.
Oh, well, that's okay.
No. That's amazing, though.
And being in that, you understand the electromagnetics, because that's what communications is. Broadcasting, I started out with radio and television, that kind of thing.
If
and
I may,
wireless,
Jerry.
Wireless is the same thing.
If I may, Jerry, electromagnetic is how radio waves travel. Is that we're trying to break
Absolutely.
It down simple? Yeah, so there is a crossover there from communications,
yes,
from radio
is.
Communications.
And
yeah,
it's a real strange thing. Yeah, it's a real strange thing, because Normally, you wouldn't think of nuclear energy, nuclear power, or anything else having to, or basically nuclear weapons having anything to do with broadcasting. But the sad situation is that it would be as if every radio transmitter on the planet was turned on full volume at one time, and you would get all this massive amounts of static and interference and everything. I thought of something after we talked last night. In the 70s, people used to have the CB radios, and everybody loved CBs. Well, a couple of guys went just totally nuts, and instead of a 5-watt transmitter, they went out and got 1,000-watt transmitters and put them in their trucks and kept going up and down the road. The problem was that if somebody even a mile or two away turned on a CB radio, it was like possibly to go up in smoke, because these guys would blow these radios apart inside with this massive amounts of energy that wasn't even supposed to be, or it wasn't legal. So that's kind of like having a miniature EMP on a CB radio. So people have experienced that kind of thing. I remember some guy in Louisiana just blaring it out back in the 70s. So that's kind of the overlay between the two fields of study that I was involved in.
Can we talk about the history of perhaps a man-made EMP situation, and then give us an example of a solar situation that generated or created an EMP?
Well, a man-made situation, the first one we ever encountered that anybody really knows about, was when Oppenheimer and his people out at Trinity, New Mexico, set off the first nuclear weapon. They didn't know it was going to produce EMPs. And what happened was a lot of the monitoring equipment, which eventually I ended up with those product lines, that equipment failed. They couldn't even get the proper readings about what happened because the radiation detectors failed because the electronics fried inside from the electromagnetic pressure from that that very tiny nuclear device. It was very small. It was probably 10 times smaller than the one they eventually dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. That was the first example of EMP that we know about. Now, today, man-made EMPs are quite common. There are a number of devices worldwide, and people say, well, it's kind of like a suitcase nuke, except it's a suitcase EMP. Now, I've never known anything to go off like that, but theory says that it exists just like suitcase nukes. But there is an effort in California to put in small EMP devices that are directional, kind of like a very powerful radio transmitter on all frequencies that would fire in a direction toward a car. And police are looking at this as a very novel device. I think it's kind of neat to be able to stop a fleeing vehicle. Let's say people get killed all the time with these stupid car chases, bank robbers or whatever. And you could stop the car immediately just by frying its electronics. And that's a wonderful way. That's mechanical. Now, the biggest EMP that we ever had on Earth that was natural was something called the Carrington event in 1858. And that was the result of a coronal mass ejection, a huge solar flare that happened to fire directly at the Earth. And the electromagnetics caused most of the telegraph wires to melt and set up a few telegraph offices on fire. And so it was not a very nice thing to happen. But those only happen every few hundred or thousand years. So it's not something that I think we need to worry about too much.
Well, you know, you also had said that there is a way that there can be a nuclear weapon that would pose an EMP. And I want to talk about that. Detonated at 90 to 120 miles in space over the U.S. that would throw us in the Stone Age. That's really serious stuff. We've heard about that. I want to talk about that. And what is the possibility of a weapon being detonated that high up? We'll be back after this four-minute break. Jerry Peterman, this is Joyce Riley with Doug Breathour. Stay tuned to the Power Hour.
I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. And Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swab's Teeth Whitening System. If your New Year's resolution is to look great and make people's heads turn, start by getting rid of those yellow, stained teeth. Look, whitening toothpaste just don't make those ugly stains go away. The solution to a movie star white smile is the 5-minute Power Swab's Whitening System. Now, what makes Power Swab's better is that it works on natural teeth as well as veneers, caps, and crowns. And it's easy. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth. And in 7 days, 6 shades. Call now and you can try the 5-minute whitening system risk-free. 1-800-975-5593. 1-800-975-5593. I guarantee your friends, family, and co-workers will notice your white smile. Try it risk-free. 1-800-975-5593. 1-800-975-5593.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, February 1st, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,665.60. A 1-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,707.07, $853.54 for a half ounce, or $426.77 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,707.07, $853.54, and $426.77.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Thanks for joining us. 24 minutes after the hour, we're talking to the amazing Jerry Peterman today. He has done so much. He has a number of patents to his name, a number of children's books, and he was involved in broadcasting, nuclear physics, you name it, he's probably done it. Well, we're talking to him about EMP, electromagnetic pulse. And we'll take your phone calls just a little bit later. But I brought up that we wanted to go to the nuclear weapons that are detonated that create the man-made effect. But I want to go back and say, I'm sorry, I want to stay with the Carrington effect and the issues of everything that surrounds the natural sun solar flares that might create a coronal mass ejection. Is there anything we need to know about what coronal mass ejection means or sun solar flares? Is there any definition we should do there, Jerry?
I don't know. That pretty well covers it. I think one of the things we need to be aware of is that we can do a little bit of investigations on our own. NASA's got a great website. I'm not exactly sure what it is, but if you go in and do search on the Internet, you'll find SOHO, S-O-H-O, and it's a solar observatory that's parked in space observing the sun. And you can see live pictures from that, and you get a lot of information from that as the activity of the sun. It's just a beautiful sight. And I would just keep an eye on that. This is the highest activity. This and the end of this year is highest activity. The sun operates on a 22-year cycle, 11 high, 11 low as far as years. And we just came out of a low cycle, and so now we're seeing a lot of activity. So I don't know that we had a Carrington-style event in the Middle Ages, and we know that from literature. And we know that that because the event called an aurora borealis, or the northern lights, was seen as far as Alexandria, Egypt, which is, I think, that's on the equator. And I know in the 1920s there was a small event enough to create auroras that were seen in Cuba. So it happens now and then, but not really anything like the Carrington event. That's really, really, really crazy. That style of event.
Jerry, what would happen if the Carrington event repeated today with our modern electronics? I think that's a big concern of a lot of people.
Oh, we'd have a little bit of a problem. Let me tell you exactly what Michio Kaku said. Michio Kaku is professor of theoretical physics in the City College of New York. In New York City, he's founded string field theory, and he joined with NASA in worrying about and warning about the solar kill shot possibility. We have an interview that was done by Fox News, and Professor Kaku said, "We're talking about a potential Katrina from space, but a Katrina that sees the disaster is 100 times greater. Even worse than that, we'd be thrown 100 years into the past," he explained. "The transition to the 1800s would occur as quickly as flipping a light switch off." So also I want to mention Stan Dayo. I've spoken to him recently, and he's always been prophesying as well about, he's talking about years and years trying to get the powers that be to prepare and to pay attention. Just wake up to this lethal threat and do something about it. And he refers to it as a kill shot from the sun. And I'll give you a couple of things that would happen. Probably the first thing we'd lose completely is our satellites. And then we'd probably have problems with airliners in flight and autos that are traveling at high speed. You'd lose the power grid. You'd probably have problems with nuclear power plant controls and systems. And we would have a severe effect on our lifestyle. So most small electronics would fail. And that's why a lot of people now are selling little Faraday cages, and we're talking about trying to put copper screen wire systems of Faraday cages that are grounded around the diesel engines that provide the cooling systems for the nuclear power plants. That is something that we all need to be pounding on our congressmen about, saying, look, let's harden our nuclear system. We have 103 power plants in the United States. We need to be hardening those to that. But Joyce, you said something about man-made. You wanted to ask me a question.
Yeah,
about
before we get to that, though, before we get to that, I also wanted to ask now, what is a coronal mass ejection? We've heard a burping of the sun. I mean, but what is that coronal mass ejection before we move on?
Well, the sun literally looks like it breathes. It tends to expand and contract, and it has a breathing cycle of 22 years.
Okay, we'll come back from this break. I apologize. I asked it at the bottom of the hour. We'll be back after this three-minute break with Jerry Peterman and Doug Breathour. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Lyon.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Valentine's Day is next week, and ProFlowers is offering an amazing deal. 100 stunning blooms of love plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code RADIO13. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from ProFlowers to get huge savings, plus pick any delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms of love sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week. And this incredible deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code RADIO13. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code RADIO13.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa for a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities. Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. It's 33 minutes after the hour. I want to encourage you to purchase from the Power Mall. We say do business with the good guys, and that's what it's all about. And our guest today, Jerry Peterman, he was just talking about Standeo. Standeo will be a guest on the program tomorrow. And, of course, his book, The Cosmic Conspiracy, which is an incredible book, and the book that Holly wrote, Dare to Prepare. And I know that Stan is preparing. Sandeo and Holly Deo are preparing. I've talked with them about that. Sherry Rogers will also be on the program, and we'll be talking about her brand new book, The Curing of Diabetes. The Diabetes Cure. We'll just see how long it takes the FDA to jump on that one. But she's got a book called How to Cure Diabetes. Also, we still have the clay and salt special because some of you couldn't get in on the lines on Friday. The Miracle 2 special and the charcoal special at the Power Mall. Give us a call at 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. Or go to thepowermall.com. Joining me in the studio is Doug Breathour, and we're talking to Jerry Peterman about the coronal mass ejection, which is the God-made situation, or the EMP, which is the man-made situation that might happen. Doug, you had a question you wanted to ask him.
The what would be the most practical change in people's lifestyles immediately? I mean, what would they experience? Obviously, if they're in a plane or something, it would be real bad. But as far as people just in their houses cities, what's the first real problem that will occur?
Prodromal, the kind of what might give us a hint that we got a problem.
I think first thing is that your lights would go out, and then you have to be thinking about how you're going to preserve your food. I think most people could survive even if the refrigerator's down, but the whole point is that you'll be walking over to the grocery store. But when you got there, the only thing that there wouldn't be, unless the power generators are going there, you don't have a grid. So you're going to have to hope that they keep their refrigerators going for the food situation. I think it's just inconvenient more than anything. It's like my grandfather used to say about getting old. It's just unhandy. There's so many things that you can't do anymore. You can't go to the movies or, you know, that kind of thing. Can't watch TV. You'd actually have to be able to start talking to your spouse and, you know, strange things like that. So
yeah.
It's just a lot of little things that you'd have to do. If you want to run your equipment, you'd have to have a little standby generator, a little bonded generator, whatever they call them.
But that sort of just would put off the inevitable for about 2 weeks, though, yeah. Wouldn't it?
Well, yeah. You'd have to start figuring out what are you going to do, the planting of the garden. Espandeo and all these people getting ready, they've got it figured out. We just need to listen to them. Those two books you talked about are fantastic. People need to set aside garden seed. They have to figure out how could they make a little garden if they ever had to. I think the idea of having 3 to 6 months worth of non-perishable food is just a smart thing no matter what happens.
Mm-hmm.
That's always good to have. My grandfather would be very angry with me that I don't have a root cellar. He was from the 1800s, and he would think it's totally foolhardy not to have 6 months' worth of everything. So I think that we just have to have a little more common sense and stop eating out of the fridge and going down to the grocery store every other day.
And that also brings up the issue of self-defense. Another reason is because if an EMP goes out, we want to think that everybody's going to be nice and fair and play good. But, you know, that's another reason to have self-defense, isn't it?
Oh, I think so, of course. That's the idea. People say, why do we need all these particular guns? Most of the time, the founding fathers created something that would allow us to continue as a free people. So if that's a government that needs changing, or if that's the guy down the street who's trying to take what you have because of an EMP, we should have the right to defend ourselves. I mean, that's silly not to be able to do that.
Jerry, since the Carrington event, have been other power outages caused by EMP, by natural EMP?
Yes. Obviously, everybody remembers the late 70s when New York City went dark for a long period of time. And 9 months later, we had all these extra people on the planet. Everybody laughed about that. But, you know, the TV went off, and 9 months later, whatever. But the whole point was we have had several of those in the United States. We've had situations where you have to remember what causes those kind of situations with an EMP, whether it's a coronal mass ejection, which is just the sun spewing out a whole lot of energy with a solar flare, and that flare, that energy comes to the Earth, and the ionized particles charge our atmosphere, and that's what the Carrington event was. It isn't a hot flare licking the Earth. Heaven forbid, it's not that. But it's just a lot of huge supercharged particles coming to the Earth and agitating our electromagnetic sphere around the Earth, because we have this kind of electromagnetic thing around the Earth. And so you can see that with Aurora Borealis and all that kind of thing. But have situations where that occurs occasionally, and there's trip switches built in, fuses, if you will, built into our power grid, so that the whole thing doesn't fry. It simply trips off. These breakers flip off, and then you have two or three or four or five cities, and it may cascade. You may have a third of the country out for a while, but the whole thing is it didn't fry. It turned off, and that's the beauty of our system. At least it turns off, detects it, and turns off.
How would you protect it, Jerry? I mean, what would be the quickest way to gain the most protection right now, today?
Well, I think probably I would try as hard as I can to get off the grid, and I would have some kind of device that would protect me. Also, I've been trying to pull back on the modern essentials. Frankly, I turned the TV off on January 4th of last year because I just got tired of it. You see, I think TV is a thief, but radio is a companion. And so I'm very, very pleased with radio, but I'm not with television. It stole 40 years of my life, as far as 4, 5, 6 hours a day. So let's back away from doing something like that and spend a little more time with our families and get our house in order. That's probably the best thing we can do. A little power generator, stick it in a wire cage so we have something there that would help. You know, simple things. Protect our electronics in small cages.
When you say a wire cage, Jerry, does it have to be copper or can it be aluminum? Or what is a Faraday cage exactly?
A Faraday cage is just it's a lace. It's a kind of a woven. It can be copper or aluminum. It works better if it's copper. And what will happen is the electromagnetic pulse will hit those wires and flow around whatever is inside there. And that's always grounded. And that takes that charge to ground. Otherwise, a wire will pick up that energy, and it has to go somewhere. In the case of the Carrington event, all these, the telegraph wires were not grounded, obviously, because you have to send signals. Well, there was no place for the energy to go that was absorbed, and they simply melted. So nowadays, and there were no fuses on the lines in those days, nowadays we have these massive, giant fuses in our electromagnetic grid so that all we'll have is, City of New York out of power for a while, but it's not going to melt the entire grid. So there's some benefits to that. I don't think it'd be quite as bad as it was then. And it doesn't happen that often. I mean, the last one I absolutely know about is in the Middle Ages. So we're looking at probably 300 to 500 years for a Carrington event. Smaller ones in between that may knock out Toronto or something, like it did not long ago. But not anything like what we had. And also, somebody mentioned the other evening when we were last night when we were talking about chemtrails. Seeding the atmosphere with aluminum stearate and barium for this HAARP project might, in fact, be a benefit, not chemically for us, biologically, but at least for the absorption of somewhat like a Faraday cage around the Earth. So even though we're breathing this trash, if we had a CME, that would produce, normally would produce an EMP on the Earth. It may not, because it might be absorbed by this system up in the upper atmosphere.
What about at the power plant scale, Jerry? Could they build a big Faraday cage around the power plant or somewhere? Is that a way to protect a power plant?
That's going to be a big cage, isn't it?
That's what I'm...
Whoa.
Yeah. Is it practical, I guess, is what my question... What is your opinion on that?
Well, I got to ask you, Doug, what's practical? We're spending $1 billion on an airplane to go bomb people into the Stone Age. Can we spend $500 million building a few Faraday cages so we're not in the Stone Age if something happens to us? I think we have a problem in this country with priorities. Or at least the powers that be do. The rest of us, I think we're pretty good. But the powers that be, I think, spend a little bit too much money on killing the other guys and not taking care of the infrastructure at the house. Back on
good
the
point.
Farm, so to speak.
And then what happens when we provoke them? What happens with an upper atmosphere EMP over the United States? Can you go? I guess we're ready for that now.
Yeah, I mean, ready to talk about that.
Because that is probably a worst case scenario, isn't it?
Well, I don't think it's going to happen. It's like nuclear war will never happen. I don't believe it'll ever happen, and I'll tell you why. We used to call it mutually assured destruction. And tell me an empire that ever wants to take over the Sahara Desert. I mean, nobody wants to go into an area that has absolutely no infrastructure. If China wanted to take us over, they don't want to level the place first. It's better to have buildings and houses and power plants at work and everything else. Or if we did that to some other country, we really don't. If we want to absolutely just take it over, we want an infrastructure that works. So I don't really think that that will ever happen, because that kind of event makes the Carrington event look pretty nice. That's a serious thing. That's nutso. That's crazy, because that's like being within 90 miles of the sun, and you get everything melting. I mean, that's just insane.
Mm-hmm.
So you got real problems with that, and I don't think people are that stupid. I know we're dumb, but as humanity, but I don't think we're that dumb.
Or irrational.
I don't think we're that irrational.
I hope not. Because, I hope the leaders around the world never get that irrational.
Well,
there
is a self-interest in this. If you were to burn down the entire infrastructure of the United States, I'm sorry, but that smoke and that problems, they don't stay in the United States. Ask anybody in California who has seen a really nasty day from the coal fire plants in China. It's not in my backyard. Doesn't apply. This is in everybody's backyard, and this kind of thing would travel around the world very easily. So it's a stupid idea to drop an EMP on a country and wipe it into the Stone Age, because then you would fill the atmosphere with all kinds of garbage. You may even set off nuclear winter. I mean, just winter in general.
Mm-hmm.
Because you would definitely obscure the sun for a while.
You know, I want to open up the phone lines, and I want to give our listeners a chance to ask a question. It's 46 after the hour. If you would like to call in to the Power Hour and talk with Jerry Peterman yourself, phone number is 855-995-6923, 855-995-6923, if you have a question or comment for Jerry Peterman. Doug, you were mentioning something earlier about on the opposite side of the earth. What did you mean by that?
I'm thinking that smaller coronal mass ejections only affect whichever direction is pointed toward the sun. When they hit, the time for a solar flare to come from the sun to the earth is, I think, about 3 days. So I have heard of problems like in South Africa and other places around the world, and I was really wanting to know, you know, from Jerry, what effect the Earth's rotation at the time a solar flare hits.
Okay,
and,
Jerry?
Yeah.
Your response to that?
I think you're right. We're being shot at, basically, and obviously it's not continuous. We will get something that lasts 5, 6, 7, 8 hours intensity, and then it's gone. The Carrington event did not wipe out Europe with their system. So we were the target at that point from the sun. And I think we're pretty well protected on the dark side of the earth, away from the sun.
Interesting.
Because it's not a continuous event. A CME from the sun is not continuous. It rises and falls.
You mentioned the SOHO website, and it's going to be in the email blast. I looked it up. It's an interesting name with that. What SOHO stands for? But I want to ask you. Does the government have any warning? Are there things that they would know that they could tell us in advance, or are they just going to head for the bunkers and not tell us?
You know, I don't really know if they're going to be honest with us or not. I just don't know how far they're.
They have such a good track record already, you know. That
yeah. But I have to give them credit for this. They did make a big bunch of noise in 2011. with NASA. NASA said 2012-2013 is a potential for a Carrington event, and it hasn't happened. The activity of the sun hasn't been as exciting as they thought it was going to be. It's been pretty active, but not as much as they thought it would be. So I think we're going to be fine. And the fact that Professor Kaku is joining with that, he's just saying, hey, it's serious.
Yeah.
These things happen. And, you know, if it knocks out the grid for a while, you know, like it did in the late 70s and then the Toronto thing, who knows?
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me go to the phone calls. Well, we've got a break coming at us. After the break, we've got the phone lines are jammed here, so we'll get to all the callers after the break. I know people are wanting to know, what can I do to prepare? Well, Dare to Prepare is probably one of the best things. That's
yes.
The book by Holly Deo, and it's available at the Power Mall. You can order that at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. I think that's one of the best. Matt Stein has written a really good book, too. It's basically, you know, what to do if we have to go back to the Stone Age kind of thing. These books are valuable, and they're there for a reason. I hope people will take advantage of them. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with your phone calls for Jerry Peterman. Stay tuned, and then Chuck Harder in the third hour. We'll be right back. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila. Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. It is all about learning. Sometimes we don't like what we learn, but you know what? If you're prepared, you know, the outcome is not up to us. Our Heavenly Father is responsible for the outcome. We are just responsible for doing the next right and honorable thing. And joining us today is a very interesting person, Jerry Peterman. He's been involved in so much in his lifetime to bring to the table the background to help us understand what to do during an EMP or what it's all about or a coronal mass ejection. Let me go to Johnny B. in Missouri. Johnny B., you're on the air with Jerry Peterman. Go ahead, please.
Hey, good morning, folks.
Morning.
Got an observation.
Okay.
As I watched the El Nino and then several years later the La Nina, which were very localized weather phenomena, ironically both on South American soil, but it was very localized, and as the abnormalities of our weather patterns developed, the American Weather Service just kind of overrun and took those labels to broadcast them out as explaining why the weather was so abhorrent. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's an observation. I got a question.
Okay.
For the gentleman. What would the effect of the coronal mass ejection be on the Teslian technology? Is he aware of the radiant energy as opposed
good question,
to the electromagnetic?
Good question. Yeah. Jerry, your response to the effect on Tesla technology.
Well, any technology that is bombarded with a mass of energy that's on every basic radio frequency that exists in excess on every radio frequency, it wouldn't matter if it's Tesla or if it's rice organ energy or what it is, it's an extremely disruptive pressure within the electromagnetic spectrum, and there's not a lot we could do. Fortunately, if we had the Tesla broadcasting system for power, we at least wouldn't have wires melting. Would that answer it?
All right. Thank you very much, Johnny B. Appreciate the phone call. Good answer. Mike in Tennessee. Yeah, we should have done Tesla for sure. Mike in Tennessee, you're on the air with Jerry Peterman. Go ahead, please.
Hey, good morning. Sorry about the background noise, but you mentioned copper and aluminum shielding is preferable with...
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm here. That's my doorbell. But anyway,
oh,
you mentioned that's one of my puppies. He's howling because the rest of the pack's howling.
Oh, is there any way you can separate him from us?
I wish there was.
It's kind of distracting. Why don't you call back in a few minutes or something? Okay, now let me see if that's okay. Okay.
Okay, how about now? He's calmed down.
Okay. No, he's not. Hey, listen, I got to let you go, Mike. I can't deal with that. I'm sorry. That's not fair to people. I apologize because I love puppies. I'm sorry. Let's go to John in Missouri. John in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, John.
Morning. The question that I'm going to have is, I've heard about solar flares, yes, no, EMPs. If we're really going to have one, if you had a metal building and the metal building was grounded, but there's still exterior wiring from the utility company coming in, phone and so on, would that be a big effect on something inside the building? If you had a computer stored in there, but it wasn't connected to anything, just sitting there?
Okay, Jerry, your response?
I'm not sure about solid metal. I know that a screen is effective, but I'm not certain about solid metal. I do know that the wires coming in, you're going to see, first, you're going to see the giant fuses in the power grid fry, because that's designed to absorb all the energy on the big system. So you're not going to have any electricity coming into the building at all. And so I would say that you're a whole lot better protected there than you would be if it were sitting in your house. That's just a guess. If the metal itself is grounded to the ground properly, and most likely it is.
All right. We'll be back after this 1 minute, 10-second break. Final segment coming up with our guest today, Jerry Peterman. Stuart in Canada, you're up next. Stay tuned. We'll be right back, and Chuck Carter will be joining us in the next hour. This is Joyce Riley with Doug Breath Hour. Stay tuned.